Well, good morning. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And we're really grateful that you are with us today on this really weird weather day. I couldn't decide what to wear this morning, so I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to wear a sweater. That's weird. But here we are. I've got a couple announcements, and so does Becky. I'll go ahead and start. You will notice that instead of the paper directories that we used to have, we now have these things. We are, of course, transitioning away from our old, outdated paper directories that we had before, and we really, really, really need your photos. We have a woeful lack of people's photos. We are going to print directories of our own with updated photos, but we can't do that unless y'all take out your phones and upload your photos. So on those sheets of paper are QR codes. One has a QR code for the iPhone App Store, one has a QR code for the Android App Store, and one has a QR code for the website. If you are at church, you can just scan that QR code with your phone, if you have a smartphone, and it will just take you to your profile that you can sign in and update that information so that we have ways to connect with you. So I invite you to do that sometime today if you can. Otherwise, please, please, please do that as soon as you possibly can this week so that we can get as much information as we can. And even if you're bored during the sermon, this is a time where you can do that. Then the other announcement that I have is another community advocacy opportunity. So remember about a couple months ago when I did that sermon on book banning? Well, those book banners are at it again. They have the support of the mayor. The mayor has taken some members off of the board, the library board, that were sympathetic to not enforcing a book ban, and replaced them with people who are in support of a book ban. There is even more difficulty and stuff than there was before, perhaps. There's going to be a library board meeting on Wednesday at 4:30, where we can speak our minds to the board. Whether you are in support of LGBTQ books or not, or anything like that, I believe that most all of us would believe that the library should be a community resource that is nonpartisan, non-political, non-influenced by anybody else's viewpoint, and that if you don't like a certain book in the library, here's an idea: just don't read it. We believe that we have a really good opportunity to speak our minds on this issue, and that would be Wednesday at 4:30 at the library. Becky's got a couple announcements.
Good morning. I am Becky Smith, the Christian Education Coordinator. I can almost say it. I have two. Both announcements are in regards to Vacation Bible School. We have two decorating dates this week, Monday and Thursday. Monday will start at 9:30. Thursday will start at 10 a.m. We'd love anybody that loves to decorate, loves to craft, to just come and join us for an hour or two. Kathy Intermural is spearheading it for us, and she's great at that kind of stuff, so we could just use a couple extra hands to help her out. And then also with the Vacation Bible School, it's called Road Trip on the Go with God. And we are partnering with the Waupun Food Pantry and Emmanuel Lutheran and the United Methodist Churches, and we have a huge mission project to supply donations for about approximately 120 families that our food pantry serves. The lists are on the west counter, so just a reminder to consider donating to that good cause. We'd love your help. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. The VBS Planning Committee of the three different churches has been working extremely hard, and it's really shaping up to be a really fun time. So if you can help us in any way with the things that Becky has shared, please get in contact with her, and she will really appreciate your help. Are there any other announcements this morning?
The summer worship schedule starts next week, Sunday. We have a single service at 9 o'clock, which Zoom will be available. And then it goes through Labor Day. Labor Day is also early this year. It'll go through August 31st.
Thanks, Alana. And fear not, anybody who is wondering, will the 8:30 and 9:30 services come back? Yes, they will. They will come back after Labor Day, probably on Reunion Sunday, and we will have those in the future. But for the summer, we're just switching down to that one service.
And also, if anybody's available to be liturgist next Sunday, that would be great. Thank you.
Great. If there are no other announcements, let's share the peace of Christ with one another.
Please stand if you're able and join me in the call to worship. God of love, you create us in love. Christ, you come to us in love and show us how to love. Holy Spirit, you fill us with your love so that it is your love, not ours, with which we love the world. Pray with me the opening prayer in unison. God who holds us, the world around us at times feels like too much to hold. This is only made worse by the challenges we face in mind, body, and spirit. May our hearts be open to the peace and renewal we experience through you. May we experience new perspectives and new understandings that draw us closer to you and to one another. Amen. The opening hymn is number 134, Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
Sue had just told me that this is maybe a new one to this congregation, which surprises me. So we'll keep my microphone on so that you can hear a model of somebody singing it.
Helper, and we got three percussionists and two dancers. Tried really hard, but with everybody's busy schedules, we didn't get a lot of kids. So we're just going to do the best we can with what we have. All right, boys, do you want to sit on the steps, facing each other, kind of? And you guys, you want to come up here? Right up here. All right. They are going to perform. Let's put you right about here. We'll put you right about here so you don't swing your arms and hit her. And they're going to perform the song Waymaker. And we're going to need the congregation's help to sing. I believe the lyrics are right on the video. Okay, you guys ready? You watch me back, okay? You watch me back.
I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. Oh,
Good job. That's a song all about praising God. And you guys did a wonderful job. Thank you. Today's the last day of Sunday school, so I am going to take them back for games and ice cream sundaes. So come on now. All right. Good job.
Old Testament lesson is from Genesis 32, verses 24 through 32. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the thigh muscle that is on the hip socket, because he struck Jacob on the hip socket at the thigh muscle. Our New Testament reading is from John 21, 1 through 8. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had taken it off, and he jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. Here end the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jane. Well, do I look like I've been in a fight? My friends, will you join me in prayer? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts in this hour be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. So you might wonder why I chose this sermon title for today, especially after reading today's scripture readings. In our current series, sermon series, Resurrection Stories, invites us to explore how deep struggles, whether of mind, body, or spirit, can reveal new life. So I've spoken recently about my journey with generalized anxiety disorder, which is something I've kind of talked about briefly, but I feel called to talk a little bit more about that today. And as coincidence would have it, in our denomination, the United Church of Christ, today is Mental Health Sunday. There are probably lots of churches that are talking about anxiety and depression and PTSD and all sorts of things like that that are impacting people's lives in lots of different ways. And so it sort of feels important to talk about my own story with that. Before I begin, a quick note. Today's message involves mental health and may be difficult for some people to hear. I'll be sharing parts of my own story without going into graphic detail, with the hope that it might help somebody else. And I want you to know that there's no need to be concerned about me. I have lots of support, great family, wonderful fiance, lots of good friends, and I see a therapist regularly and all sorts of things. So no need to be concerned about me or to prevent yourself from sharing whatever is going on in your life, because I still want to do my job, which is to care for you all. And I feel like this is an important topic that is important to talk about in hopes that it might help somebody else if you are feeling this way. And after I share my own story and how it relates to Scripture, I'll be sharing some of those resources as well if you find yourself in a similar situation. So my journey with generalized anxiety disorder, or some call it GAD, officially started about a year ago when I was diagnosed, but it really started several months before that, when I realized something was wrong. I would wake up every single day with a pit in my chest, and my thoughts would spiral like a song stuck on repeat. Anybody ever seen a broken record player before? That's kind of how it felt. It became hard to focus or relax or even just enjoy life. And even simple things felt too heavy at times. And sometimes I felt like I had a bit of a crisis of faith, because I felt like I could be so sure that God was with me, and yet I felt ways that I had never felt before. And maybe I had felt some of those things before, but this time I felt like I had a name for it. But I knew I needed to take some action. I knew I needed to do something different. So I tried a couple different medications. I tried a few different therapeutic interventions. And finally, I feel like I'm at a place where I still have difficult days, but my general baseline, I think, is better than it was about a year ago. And so I feel like I'm more stable than I was at that time. This is something that lots of different people experience in lots of different parts of their lives. So in some ways, at some times, I felt like the Jacob of our story from Genesis, who wrestles with a man. The commentator Safwat Mazouk believes that this person embodies God, though Jacob's struggle with the person is intertwined with his struggle with Esau, who he is about to make amends with after years of family discord. Remember, earlier in the Bible, Jacob and Esau had a falling out because Jacob cheated his older brother out of his share of the inheritance when his father was dying. This was maybe a spiritual thing, maybe a literal thing that happened, but lots of people think it embodied God. Lots of people think that it could embody Esau, and maybe some people think it's somewhere in the middle, but this commentator believes it is an embodiment of God in some physical sense. But amazingly, after fighting God or whoever we might believe the mysterious person to be, Jacob asks him for a blessing. After deceiving his father and cheating his older brother out of his inheritance, Jacob asks God for a blessing that he can take with him as he lives a new life. My favorite line out of that entire scripture passage is, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And the blessing bestowed upon him is a new name, which signifies a new identity from Jacob to Israel. Now, I don't believe that God gives us anything that makes our lives more difficult on purpose. I don't believe that God wants us to experience pain. But what I do believe is that the situations we are handed, whether by God or by fate or by whatever means you want to say, can give us a new perspective. The Jacob of the Bible received a new name and a new opportunity to make amends with his brother. The Jacob in front of you received a new perspective on his mental health journey. The kind of different things that I was able to experience as a result of this is really important. So there was more support for me than I ever could have imagined. I knew that people loved me, but you know, sometimes you don't realize how much you mean to somebody until those moments when you are at your lowest. And as soon as people found out that I was struggling, they were so good at reaching out to me and asking how they could help. And there are so many beautiful things that I've learned about myself through that really, really difficult experience. And this feels really important for me to share with you all, not because I need something from you, not because I'm leaning on you in any way, but because it is important to talk about, and because I want you to know that you are not alone if you feel this way or have ever felt this way, because there are so many people that love you, and there are so many resources available to you. And to that end, like I told you I would, here are some resources that I'm aware of in this community and abroad. And if you or somebody you know is dealing with depression or anxiety or PTSD or any sort of thing like that, you can call 988, which is the National Mental Health Crisis Lifeline. There is a new clinic here in Waupun that that just opened up within the last year and a half, staffed by trained therapists. That is Kairos Constructive Counseling, kind of out on the highway, but it is here in Waupun, and they take most insurances. If you are uninsured or underinsured, Church Health Services is there for you. And you can talk to Rick Van Hoff if you need some more details on the eligibility requirements and things like that. So there are so many resources. And of course, I'm not a trained mental health professional, but I am happy to be here for you as well and walk alongside you and give you a referral if you need more than what I can provide. So, friends, today's good news is this. God can use the most difficult situations in our lives to bless us. Like I've been blessed, like Jacob has been blessed. And so may you go into this week being blessed yourselves with new perspective, with newfound hope and a renewed courage for this journey of life. Because these are difficult times, and we need each other. We need each other. May you know how loved you are And may you know that if God wrestles with you, God may give you a new opportunity of your own, maybe even a new name, a new identity. And may all these experiences help you write your own resurrection story, a resurrection story that is full of the hope that Jesus gives to all of us. And for all that, I say thanks be to God. Amen. So our next hymn is, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. Please rise if it's comfortable for you to do so. We'll be singing verses 1 through 3. Amen. You may be seated. Now we come into a time of more intentional prayer, thinking of the people and situations that need our prayers and our love today. Let's take a few moments of silence to think of those folks, and then we will share some prayer time together. Amen. So the one prayer request that I know that I have is, of course, for prayers for the family of Debbie Scheller and for Dave Kotwitz. We had a lovely service celebrating her life here on Friday, and the flowers on the altar and on the organ there are from various people. I know the book club and the choir gave some flowers in addition to some other folks. She was so well loved and left our earthly realm far too soon. So for the family of Debbie and for Dave and all who remember her with love, God in your mercy. What else do we have today?
I've got two. This next weekend is graduation. Yes. So both CWC and the public schools have graduations on Friday evening. And also in the weeks past, we have prayed for my sister with her cancer journey. She has her next surgery, or she has a double mastectomy scheduled for next week, Tuesday, the 27th.
And remind me of her first name?
Rachel.
For all of those who are graduating and entering this new, beautiful, wonderful phase of their life full of joys and challenges, God, in your mercy. And for Rachel, as she continues her cancer journey, God, in your mercy.
Just want to say how grateful we are. We got to spend time with Lori's family. We had a family reunion. And it doesn't happen very often, but we had our entire Montreal family and our granddaughters here the whole week, so we really had a great time. And also for a friend of ours, Chuck, who's having a second hip replacement Tuesday at UW.
For the joy of family time, God, in your mercy. And for Chuck, as he prepares for his hip replacement, God, in your mercy. Anything else? Then let us be in prayer. God of grace and love, you remind us that you will not let us go in times where we experience difficulty. You give us a new perspective every day. And that reminder is that we are loved and we are lovable, and that we are called to share love with others. We ask you to be with us as we think of those people and situations that have been voiced, and we ask you to help us in ways that we can share your love with all of those in need in our congregation and in our community, for Dave and for Debbie's family and for Rachel and for Chuck, for all of those who are struggling with illnesses in mind or body or spirit. And we ask you to be with all of those in our community and wider who are facing homelessness, food insecurity, poverty, discrimination, war, conflict, abuse, in whatever ways they present themselves in this difficult and weary world. And yet we know that there are moments of joy, from good family time to being in community together and holding each other up. We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who shows us the way every day to new life and teaches us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may give a gift as the ushers are coming around with the offering plate, or you may also give online at uccwaupun.net and scrolling all the way to the bottom and hitting that donate button. Thank you. join me in the prayer of dedication. Gracious God, you have loved us perfectly in your Son, Jesus Christ. Stir up a spirit of gratitude in our hearts, that we may respond in faith. We give you these gifts as symbols of our lives. Receive them with love, bless them with grace, and use them according to your will, for the love of all people. In the name of Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 56, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above. Receive these words of benediction. Whatever binds you, whatever locks you up, whatever chronic pains or limitations keep you from living life to the fullest, whatever keeps you from changing perspective and fishing on the other side of the boat, can be wiped clean with a healing salve. For we believe our stories can be rewritten each and every day. We know this isn't easy or quick, but let this be a vision of your life resurrected. And now may you go into the world experiencing and bestowing healing in all the ways you discover you can, for yourself, for others, for the world. And may the God who created you to be whole, the Christ who showed you the power of a change in perspective, and the Spirit who is transforming your life even now, go with you now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.